It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole. I'm your host, Michael Williams, bringing you the best of the best of the best of the best in golf and golf lifestyle. Today is no different. We're going to have a little bit of a mix and match theme today. We're going to first talk about one of my favorite golf products, which is Galvin Green. They are the people who take you out when you don't necessarily want to be out, but you got to be out. So you get out there in Galvin Green. They protect you and they look good doing it. We're going to talk with them about what they are, who they are, and their latest products for 2025. Also, going to be talking to some people here by me locally. We're going to be talking to the guys at Lansdowne Resort. It's one of the best resorts areas here in the Washington, D.C. area. And it's also got a very, very fine set of golf courses out there, and we'll be talking to those folks about what they do, how they do it, and how you can make it work for you. It's going to be a great show. It always is a great show. I don't know why you would be surprised if you are, but it's going to be a dynamite show. So sit back, get yourself a sandwich and a crunchy snack, and we will be right back. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th Hole. Michael Williams, your host. And as you all know, I am very, very prideful about what I wear. I like to be in style and in form, if you know what I mean, when it comes to the golf course. And over the course of the last, I don't know, for me, about 10, 15 years, there's one company that really has emerged as the go-to when it comes to being in style and in form, if you will, especially when it comes to weather that is not so nice. We get plenty of that here in the Washington, D.C. area where I'm located, and lots of it in the areas when I travel, which is everywhere. The company, of course, I'm talking about is Galvin Green, and joining us to discuss what's going on with the Big GG is the General Manager for North America, my good friend Lou Delfino. Lou, welcome to the 19th hole. What is happening, my friend?
Thank you. Well, lots of great things happening. Really excited to kick off 2025 with some great new products and a very hungry market.
Well, outstanding. All those things sound great. Before we look forward, let's look back a little bit and tell me a little bit about Galvin Green, humble beginnings, what your mission and vision is and was for the entire company.
Yeah, we started about 30 years ago in Vecra, Sweden, where our founder, Thomas Nielsen, has started the company. He actually owned a ski company back in the day in early 90s and had a great relationship with the W.L. Gore company and saw that there was a need for better waterproofs for golf. And golf was his real passion. So he abandoned the ski company and started Galvin Green, and it's been a wonderful ride. He has immediately had caught the eye of a lot of Europeans who play golf in all kinds of weather, and built the best waterproofs for golf, you know, at the time, and has continued to evolve in technology and quality and also market share, obviously. And in 2013, I believe, we came to the U.S. For the first time, had a distributor in Canada, and slowly evolved in the U.S. to take a stronghold in the outerwear business here as well. So currently we have 13 salespeople in North America, 9 in the U.S., 4 in Canada. We have a warehouse and distribution fulfillment facility in Miami, Florida, and it's just been growing ever since.
You make me want to fill out a form, some sort of employment form, but we'll take care of that later.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see what the company has done from such humble beginnings to such purposeful and such meaningful strides throughout the years. And if I can say that there's one thing about Galvin Green, it's longevity. Because it used to be that you would get something from Galvin Green and you'd know not only are you going to have full use of it, but your son, maybe your grandson too, is going to have full use of that product, mm-hmm. almost intact, yeah. almost unchanged as it went through the years. That's still kind of your ethic that you work under, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It comes from our roots as being a very sustainable company. So we make garments that last. And if you can recall when we were kids, things were handed down from one generation to the next. And that was just a great way of eliminating waste and product in landfills and whatnot. So that is a huge part of our commitment to quality is our commitment to sustainability. So we make products that last, and that's a cornerstone of our company. We make products in all categories. So it's not just for rain and wind, but it's also for cold and even sunny weather and warm. So our polos are very long lasting. They're made of microfiber, very technical fabrics, and they just last, last forever. So yeah, and it's part of our whole sustainability story where we work with Blue Sign approved factories. We investigate how things are manufactured. Are they using solar power? How much water? In textile manufacturing, there's a lot of water used, and so we make sure the factories we work with use reclaimed water. So using the same water over and over again after they treat it themselves, rather than, abusing our natural resources. Our building, our offices in Vecra have powered by solar panels, and so it's everything we do. You can read on our website, there's at the bottom there's a sustainability review. It's about 40 or so pages long, outlining all the things that we do to make sure we're a valuable partner to the environment and to the consumer.
Yeah, I mean, quality and conscience have equal footing within that company.
Yep.
I would say.
Yep.
And that's sort of the ethos that the whole company goes on. That being all said, let's talk a little bit about the product. And I know
sure.
that you have some amazing things. I have a couple of them hanging on the wall right now that I use
great.
Regularly, especially if you're going to go out in subpar weather. There are things that I have as everyday things, but I know you're always doing something new, always doing something different. Let's talk a little bit about what is going on at Galvin Green now. Where are you headed in 2025? Is it a continuation and improvement of the older products? Is it getting into new things? A little bit of both? What's going on?
Yeah, we've gotten into some really new things. Actually, the second half of 24, we introduced a new waterproof membrane into the golf market, replacing some of the fabrics that we were using previously that were identified as having forever chemicals in them. And so once that was revealed to us, we jumped on a new fabrication from a company called Pertex. They make a Pertex shield membrane that we worked with them on for several years to make it appropriate for golf. A lot of the brands that they work with have been in the outerwear industry. So we're their first partner in golf, and so the fabrication that we have developed with them is exclusive to Galvin Green. It's 100% waterproof. It's PFAS free. It's stretch. It's extremely breathable, and it rivals any other membrane we've used in the past. So we've actually expanded the offering in our driver category, which is our waterproof category, to include more Pertex items, as well as exploring the non-PFAS Gore-Tex EPE fabrications, which are also non-PFAS and chemical free. So what we're able to do now in our driver category is essentially take the best from each company, or maybe we'll find a third that we can use to put in our products, and that we're constantly looking for new things from each you know, each supplier. So so there's that, and then we in 2025, so we have new items in those in that fabric, and the Allen pant, the Ames jacket, and the Akron jacket, which is new for 2025, which is a hooded piece, and then we've also introduced a new extremely lightweight windproof garment. It's 133 grams, which is lighter than a sleeve of golf balls. And there's really nothing to it. It's feather light and extremely stretchy. So that's a great windproof piece that we've developed in a half zip long sleeve. And then we're bringing it out in a short sleeve version in 2026.
If you heard a gentle wind going on there, that was me shaking my head going, the fact that you have a wearable piece that weighs about as much as a sleeve of golf balls. I mean,
yeah.
Pause and consider.
Yeah.
That's kind of incredible. And I mean, I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, it's a really revolutionary new product. We've actually had just great feedback from our pros that have tried it, and you know, it's just delivering now to retail, and it's been so far very well received. And we're like I said, we're adding a short sleeve version to it. We may add a vest later on, but so I see that as being this feather like sort of a little capsule that's gonna you know, have a really nice place in our line within our interface products, which are all windproof.
I mean, the other thing that has changed, and I don't think you'll mind me saying this, I'm going to say it anyway, but I hope you don't mind, is that, you know, the pieces that I was familiar with, each one of those pieces, you know, you had to save up for those. You're going to get yourself a little paper route, pay for those things.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, exactly.
They were not cheap. And the thing that you satisfied yourself with that, hey, this is going to last for literally generations. And you've kept the same durability factor, but you've lowered the cost of these pieces that you have available by, I mean, almost half, sometimes more than half. It's incredible what you've done with the prices. How have you managed that? How's that worked out?
Yeah, well, you know, we've moved some manufacturing from one country to another, so the pricing can be a little bit more consistent with us. We're not paying you know, tariffs on some things that we were paying before, so it allowed us to stabilize our pricing quite a bit. The other thing is we hitched our wagon to it's a really good fabric, and when you do that, you can buy it and large quantities and make various products out of them, men's and women's pants, jackets, short sleeve, quarter zips or whatever. And then you can save there as well. So we've really worked hard to keep our prices in line. I would actually say for similar products competitively, we with other brands, we are right in line or even less than what some of our competitors are charging. And so it's a good place to be right now, you know, with Galvin Green, because I think we're very competitive when it comes to price, even though, you know, we're still a premium brand. We're not going to be, you know, it's not a $200 jacket, right? So it's, you know, it's double that, but it's, like you said, it's something you'll have for a very long time. So we're always more focused on delivering great value to the customer. And so if we're going to put a $400 price tag on it, we want to make sure it's something they're going to be proud to wear and be able to wear for a long time.
Yeah. And it's, as I say, it's an incredible thing to see where the prices have come, but where the quality has remained. And going forward, I know it's probably difficult for you to talk about what's going to happen in the future, but what are you looking at in 2025, 2026 and beyond? What types of things can we expect to see from Galvin Green in the near future?
Yeah, well, I think what you'll see, you know, in 25, we will have we've started with a new capsule, kind of a very limited, it's called the Concept Collection. And it's a small, very tight collection of products from us that are, I don't know, a little bit more streetwear driven. Certainly can be worn for golf, but it's a completely different look, and it's something that's you know, we're promoting on social media, and then, you know, also with our accounts I carry it, but it's limited, right? So it's maybe in 10% of our accounts or less, for a reason. We want to keep it, you know, kind of a quick in and out, just a little splash to create some interest. Of it's kind of like having a concept car out there, and this is our concept, which is like, hey, you know what, this might not be the most commercial or price conscious kind of product, uh-huh. You know, but this is what we can do from a style perspective and a fabrication perspective. So it's a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
And so far we first launched our first concept collection in November of 24. And it was a huge success and sold out almost immediately. So we're definitely going to do more of that. Some things that may be leaning more towards a performance look than a streetwear look, but kind of like throwing the stake out there and showing everyone out there in the community like what we're capable of. So it's going to be really fun. We've got a lot of great things coming down the road in the next couple of years that will be, you know, very commercial products and some that are just going to blow your mind.
Well, I'll just ask you this, right? I mean, mind blown, considering that. And let me just ask you just one last question, because this has to do with the new people who are coming into the market. Because we all know that all the studies say that there's a ton of new golfers out there, a ton of new people who are coming into the game, who are trying the game and that sort of thing. And they have their own particular style, or I'll say multiple styles. There's traditional people, there's flamboyant people, there's all kinds of people who are coming into the game now. And are you looking to appeal to those people, or are you looking for them to get into golf and then get into you? Do you know what I mean? Is it Galvin Green and then golf, or is it golf and Galvin Green?
No, it's golf and us. We're a performance brand. We are not, well, there's a crossover between performance and lifestyle. So yes. If you're looking at us from the lens of everything we do is from the lens of performance and sustainability first and foremost. And our products are, if it's not super lightweight, if it doesn't perform like and be 100% waterproof and be like the best garment for golf, then it's really not authentic to who we are. And I guess sometimes the easiest way to explain this is say, okay, if we were a car, we would be, you know, a BMW or a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, something that's high performance, and not that a Mercedes or a Bentley or a Lexus isn't nice to drive. They're great to drive and they're beautiful vehicles. But if you are looking to go as fast as you can and corner and whatever, you're going to want more of a performance vehicle than something that's more luxury, right? So that's the lane we play in, is we're very much focused on the performance aspect of our product, which is, it does, you could consider that maybe it's a little narrowing, but it is true to our brand. We do cross over into leisure in some products, but they were initially designed with high performance in mind. Doesn't mean that you're not going to wear it casually as a lifestyle piece.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I can see you giving this speech in front of Galvin Green's board and having them standing up and applauding. That's pretty good right there. you might want to send them this recording and let them figure it out for themselves. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
but again, I'm a big fan. Nobody can take that away from me. So other people can get into the Galvin Green thing. What's the website they need to go visit in order to do that?
GalvinGreen.com.
That simple. GalvinGreen.com to get yourself what I believe is the best golf gear out there. Lou, it's such a pleasure to have you in. And the next time you have something to talk about, and it doesn't have to be at the end of the year, make sure that you let me know so I can get you in front of our people. You have a big soapbox to stand on and a big microphone to tell everybody about it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much, Michael.
You got it. That's Lou Delfino from Galvin Green. Look, if you haven't tried any of these products, and there's a 50% chance, you know, because I know that I have a lot of people who listen to this show who are from golf. There are a lot of people who listen to it who are not from golf, and I love you all. Believe me. But if you are into staying dry and looking good, no matter what you do, Galvin Green is a thing for you. From the cut, the materials, everything about it is designed with the person who's wearing it in mind. And I have never been sorry. I can say this for sure. I've never been sorry if I'm standing in adverse weather wearing Galvin Green, because I know I'm going to be okay. And if you're wearing it, you're going to be okay. So check out the website. See if I'm not right. Call me anytime. Operators are standing by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. And I do a lot of traveling. You'll know that. I go all over the place to play golf wherever I possibly can. But I'm fortunate because I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and there is a lot of really, really good golf to be played here. And one of those places is in Virginia, sort of west of the city, Lansdowne Resort. And I've been there a few times. One of the courses there is built by my good friend Robert Trent Jones Jr. I think my sister goes there every year for her anniversary, so we're real familiar with my family and with the family of golfers around here too. But I didn't want to tell you about it without having somebody to support me, so who better than Nick Zaloga, who is the director of club and leisure at Lansdowne. Nick, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I know that there is a lot under your purview when we talk about club and leisure, because there's a lot to do at Lansdowne. What all do you take care of out there?
Yeah, I oversee all of the fun activities at the resort. So I oversee the three golf courses, the spa, and all of the recreation department.
Okay, so I'm putting you on speed dial, basically, is what I need to do. Doing that right now, because I like to do all of those things. So Lansdowne Resort is some place that's known pretty well to the folks in the area here. But for the uninitiated, give me a brief description of what's going on at Lansdowne, where it is, what you have there, and kind of how long it's been there. Just sort of the Cliff Notes, the Wikipedia first paragraph on Lansdowne.
Sure, yeah. We are in Leesburg, Virginia, in Loudoun County, and we're right up against the Potomac River. We're about 15 minutes from Dulles Airport. We're pretty much close to everything, but it gives you a special feel kind of out in the country as opposed to being in the city. It's a resort that has pretty much every amenity that you'd be looking for. We've got two 18-hole golf courses, a 9-hole golf course, three outdoor pools, one indoor pool, a full spa, 13 treatment rooms, 296 sleeping rooms at the resort. And then one of the things that makes the resort special in a large portion of its business is the conference center. Yeah. So we host a lot of very large conferences. So if you had a large corporation that needed to come in and hold meetings for an entire week, that is sort of our bread and butter. That's what we do very, very often and very, very well.
And you mentioned the three golf courses. I believe that the two 18-hole golf courses are by Robert Trent Jones Jr., as I mentioned before. And I believe the others are Greg Norman courses. Is that correct?
That is correct. And our 9-hole golf course is a Greg Norman as well.
Nice. And
those two courses, give us a little idea of what you like there, because I know you're up against the river, as you say. What's sort of the scenery, the layout of the two courses?
Yeah, as you're saying, one of the things that makes us special from a golf course is you get two very, very different layouts. Hmm. The Robert Trent Jones course, the original golf course, the course you see when you come on the property, is a warm season grass golf course. So that is a Zoysia fairway golf course. And it routes through the homes on the front nine, and it routes through the woods on the back nine. It is a little bit more gentle. You can miss a few shots and still find your ball and, you know, get it in the hole with much more ease than the Norman golf course. The Norman golf course is a cool season grass, which is more traditional in this area. Most of the golf courses are cool season. It's a bent grass, and it's down in the floodplain of the Potomac, right up against the Potomac River. A little bit more difficult. The fairways kind of crown out, the greens are pushed up, and the level of precision required to play that golf course is a little different than the Robert Trent Jones golf course.
Yeah, I played them both, and what you say is true. A little bit more forgiving on the Jones course, and you know, I would say that the Norman course, say it's not a great place to have a bad day, you know, if you're hitting the ball. But, you know, again, the views are exceptional, and it is definitely a test of golf. And by the way, you know, you can always move up a tee if you're having some trouble. That always helps.
Yes, so, you know, as we like to say, you know, a lot of times you go to a 36-hole property and you could be on one golf course and then go to the next golf course and not even realize that you switched. But there's no way of thinking you're on Norman when you're on Jones or vice versa. They are very, very different from look, and the grass types on the fairways are completely different.
Yeah, and they're both in excellent condition. I can vouch for that, which is something that is not easy to do here in the Mid-Atlantic region. I think that a lot of our superintendents here are geniuses for being able to negotiate weather that's probably a little bit more conducive to growing mushrooms than grass. And, you know, these guys really do a fantastic job.
Yeah, from what I know dealing with the agronomics, the Mid-Atlantic might be one of the more difficult areas of the country to grow grass.
Yeah.
Thus, we have two different grass types. So the cool season grass bent on Norman is, you know, what you would have in Pennsylvania, New York, where it's a lot cooler, and the grass thrives in that area because it doesn't get above 90 degrees that often.
Right.
And then Jones Golf Course, Zoysia Fairways, you would find in North Carolina, probably down to Florida, because it's very, very warm and it handles that temperature very, very well. We're kind of a little bit of both, so we have one of each.
And again, the look and feel of it is very different, and that's a great amenity for golfers to have two different golf courses that are truly different. They're not just a different routing. They're different in almost every way. So that is a lot of fun. I want to talk a little bit about the place as a resort, because people don't generally think of the Washington, D.C. area as being a hotbed of resort golf. So in a way, although it's an overused term, when it comes to resorts, you guys are kind of a hidden gem. And do you sort of relish that? Or I guess part of this, us talking today, is sort of get the word out. It's good to be a gem, but not necessarily to be hidden, no?
Yes. We want the DMV area to know that we're here. We can cover all of their golf needs. They can cover more than that. So if you have the family and let's just say dad wants to come out and play the golf in the morning, mom wants to take the kids to the pool and use the spa, we have all those amenities, the three outdoor pools, the one indoor pool. We have it all to offer, and I think the whole family would enjoy it.
And you're right sort of next to the mountains as you go out west there. I mean, people can stay there and actually venture outside the gates and do some wonderful things with horseback riding. You can go check out vineyards and that sort of thing. Are those activities, I guess, sort of curated by you and your team as well?
We don't have any tours per se, but yes, they are right there, right outside the resort. It's probably 10 miles away to do the wineries. Yes, there's plenty of horse farms in the area.
Yeah.
That's the way I drive home every day. So I drive through the wineries and horse farms. Very easy to access.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say is sort of the typical stay for a family or a group that comes there? Are you an overnight stay, two nights, three nights? What's sort of the type of booking you want to make to be able to enjoy what you have there at the property?
The leisure guest is usually a two-night stay. They're going to come stay Friday and Saturday nights. And then, you know, we have a lot of the corporate stuff that stays, you know, more throughout the week. But yeah, you want to be able to experience at least two of the golf courses, if not all three, and then enough time to, you know, utilize the massage, get a facial treatment, sit by the pools, enjoy the different restaurants that we have to offer, the different bars that we have to offer. I think 3 days would give the transient guest a great sampling of everything we have to offer here.
Outstanding. And I wouldn't want to have the conversation with you about without talking about the food and beverage program out there, because I am a food and beverage guy. And I had a chance to visit recently, and the meals, the cocktail program, I mean, it was kind of outstanding there. I mean, you must be pretty proud of what you have going on in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. The food and beverage team works extremely hard. They're always trying to stay on the cutting edge with new programs, the cocktails, the wines, the food. Yeah, they're doing everything they can to give everybody that great experience at all the restaurants that we have.
And you have some Virginia wines on the menu out there, don't you, which are very underrated?
Yes, absolutely. There's, like I said, there's a lot of vineyards in the area, and they try to incorporate that into the wine selection that they offer.
Outstanding. And for tournament play, that sort of thing, if people want to reserve it, I guess it's open for tournaments, for organizations that want to book it for that sense too, correct?
Yeah. The DMV is probably very aware of us as far as the tournament offerings. We've been doing that for years and years, and we're very, very good at that. We're built to handle those types of things. So on Mondays, we hold a lot of corporate outings for various large charities with two golf courses and the third golf course. We are perfectly positioned to handle that. We're also very close to everything. So the DMV is not driving too far to get to us. And our driving range is 30 stations up top and 30 stations down below. So everybody has a chance to hit some balls before they go out.
Outstanding. And you got to ask, because we're in this whole political season right now. Have you ever had one of the presidents come out and play at Lansdowne?
I have never had them play, but they've been here on property quite often. We've been wanded through security when there's different presidents on property or different elected officials here. That's a pretty common occurrence for us.
Interesting. So I know the incoming likes to play a round or two, so maybe you might get them out there.
Their property's right down the river from us. I think, I don't know the exact, it can't be more than 5 or 10 miles directly down the river.
I see a tournament, a home-and-home situation coming up on that one. I'll see if I can help organize.
We'll take that. Let me add one thing to the golf offerings that I failed to mention that makes us unique. So a few years ago, we put in an indoor facility into our fitness center, and we have a Gears studio. And I don't know if the average person understands what Gears is, but it's like biomechanical analysis of your golf swing. So if it would be like an MRI to your swing. It gives you every possible aspect of data that you would want to know about your golf swing, probably too much at times. But whereas over the years, a golf lesson would be sort of an opinion of what you're doing, like I think you're coming over the top or I think you're doing this, and you're seeing that with your eye. You may even see it with video. But now we have a camera system that is 9 cameras that take 600 pictures per second and measures every aspect, and there's no more opinion of your golf swing. This is exactly what happened.
Wow. So again, coming out and spending a couple of days to get a sort of a graduate course in your own swing is a great way to spend some time out at Lansdowne.
Yeah, we have a number of PGA professionals. I want to say we have 8 at the moment and 4 teaching professionals that just solely teach. That is their only job, is to teach and break down the golf swing and help you get better. So that is if you want to come out and get your swing diagnosed and get you on the track to shooting better scores, our instruction team would love to see you.
Sounds like a winner. I think I want to do that. To get more information about how to book and plan, where can we go on the interweb?
Yeah, on the website, there's the Academy page. Through, you know, as you get onto Lansdowne's website and work your way to golf and then work to the Academy page, there's an email link there to email the instructors, and they would love to get you in the indoor facility and break down your swing for you.
And that's LansdowneResort.com? Is that the website?
Yes. That is correct. LansdowneResort.com.
Beautiful. Well, look, thanks so much for taking the time. Like I said, it's a great facility right here under our nose and here in the D.C. area. And I hope those of us who are here close take advantage of it. But just as important, I hope those who are traveling add it to their list of must-do things when they come to the D.C. area. Again, thanks for all you're doing out there. We really appreciate it.
Michael, thank you for having me on, and come see us soon.
You got it. That's Nick Zaloga from Lansdowne Resort. Again, it's a place that is just so nice when you're out there, just a few minutes outside the DC area. You feel like you're just in another place. You feel like you're so remote from the city, but it's right there, convenient, as he said, just a few minutes from one of the major airports here in town. So a great thing to do is to post up there when you have to be in town for business, and just add a couple extra days to your trip, one in front, one in back, and you'll have a really nice something to look forward to at the beginning of your trip and at the end of your trip. It's a great place, and again, the people there, the service is really what makes the difference. They are outstanding folks, and I suggest you avail yourselves if you possibly can. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more golf and stuff as usual. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Eso es todo. Translation. That's it and that's all. This edition of the 19th hole. I want to thank my very special guests, Nick Saloga from Lansdowne Resort, talking about that great place and how to get there and what to do once you get there. And of course, my good friend Lou Delfino from Galvin Green. Once you get to any place you're playing golf, you want to be wearing Galvin Green in fair weather or not. They are the way to go, as far as I'm concerned, for golf wear, for the serious golfer, and for those who desire to be serious golfers. You can get this podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can get it on Spotify, and you can get it lots of different places out there. Go to your local podcast joint and pick it up. We thank you all for listening, as always. Tune back in for another episode very, very soon. We will see you then. In the meantime, get out, play some golf, and when you do, do not forget, at all costs, to hit him straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.